Hello everyone, welcome to our Shir and Mishnayos, Roli Masecha Sanhedrin, Pek Ches Mishnah He. Ben Sora Amore Nidon Al Shem Sofa. Oh, before I start, I should mention, Baruch Hashem, we had a baby boy today, and I'm a bit tired, but trying to record anyways, but this Shir will be hopefully your full Shlema for my wife, Ilana Rus Bas Chai Nechamasara, and for continued growth and healthy development of the new baby. And Mirtz Hashem will bring him to the Bris of Avraham Avinu in 8 days' time. So again, Perek Ches Sanhedrin Mishnah Hey. Ben Sora Amore Nidon Al Shem Sofa. This Ben Sora Amore, the wayward and rebellious child we were speaking about, is judged on his end. Yomos Zakai Vayomos Chayv. He should die while he's still innocent, relatively, and not die when he's really Chayv. Shemi Sosan Shal Rishayim, because the death of Rishayim, Hana Lehen V'Nahala Olam, it's good for them, the benefit to them, it's a benefit to the world. Latzadikim, for Tzadikim, death is Ra'lehen V'Ra'la Olam, is bad for them, as bad for the world. Yayin v'shena l'rishayim. Wine and sleep for rishayim, hana lehen v'nala olam. It's a benefit to them and to the world. V'la tzadikim, but for tzadikim, wine and sleep are ra lehen and ra olam. It's bad for them and bad for the world. Pizza l'rishayim. Being dispersed, spreading out for rishayim, is hana lehen v'nala olam. It's a benefit to them and to the world. V'la tzadikim, ra lehen v'ra olam. Tzadikim, though, spreading out is bad for them and bad for the world. Kinus l'rishayim. Gathering together for Rishayim is Ra Lehen V'Ra La Olam. Bad for them and bad for the world. V'la Tzadikim, Hana Lehen V'Ra La Olam. For Tzadikim, getting together is great for them and the world. Sheket L'Rishayim, calm, tranquility for Rishayim is Ra Lehen V'Ra La Olam. Bad for them and the world. V'la Tzadikim, but for Tzadikim, tranquility is Hana Lehen V'Ra La Olam. It's good for them and good for the world. So very interesting Mishnah. What's going on over here? Says in the Rav, the Mansur Amar is Nidon Al Shem Sofo. So Shemechala Maman Aviv. In the end, he's going to finish up the money that he stole from his father, Mavakish Mashavur Galbo. He's going to search for what he's used to, his meat and his wine, and he won't find it. He doesn't have any money to get it. The Yoshev Parshas Drachim, he'll sit at crossroads, molest him as and become a highwayman, a robber. Amrit Torah, the Torah says, Yomos Zakeh Vayomos Chayim. He should die when he's currently innocent and not let it get to the point that he's really Chayim. This is obviously an interesting Hashkafic type of idea, you know, to declare what a person would be and judge him based on that. It's not exactly our topic. That's what the Rav says over here. Hana lehen. Now, what's the Kiddush in the Mishnah? It seems to be that it's a good thing that he die, and he shouldn't keep living, because the premature death, even the death of Rishayim, even prematurely, is hana lehen v'hana le'olam. The Rav says she'en and mosif and lachto. They won't continue sitting. That's our case over here. Hana le'olam shakta kol ha'aretz. So the whole world will be quiet that way, right? But for tzaddikim, it's ra lehen. To die, they would have added merits. They protect the generation and they give a rebuke. Wine and sleep for Rishayim is as long as they're drinking or sleeping, they do not sin. They don't do bad to other people. The wine and the sleep keeps them from being busy with Torah. When they are a bottle from Torah, Paranas Bola Olam, punishment comes to the world for that aver. Pizur is Shehen Yifradim Zemiza, means when people are spread out one from another. They can't gather together and give Eitza and, you know, come up with a plan with Zion to help Zez and to help each other. So Rishayim, that would be good. Tzadikim, that would be bad. And that's kind of the theme of the, you know, the Rav didn't comment on every phrase in the Mishnah. Keep going, it's basically the idea that when Shayim have the opportunity, they will do more of theirs, and Tzadikim have the opportunity, they'll do more mitzvahs. So anything that takes away those opportunities will be either good or bad, depending on the camp. There's the next Mishnah. Habab amachter, it's nidon al shem sof. The one who tunnels through a tunnel, going to tunnel into someone's house, he is also judged on his end. Now, this is interesting. This doesn't mean his sentence. This means what we expect this person to do and how we view each person. It's a little bit different. The Mishnah says, if he went through the tunnel and in that tunnel broke some sort of barrel, if he has blood, we're going to see what this means. If he has blood, chayiv, he's obligated. If not, then he's potter. What's going on here? Says the Rav. The Torah says, when a tunnel is into a home to rob that home, it should be killed. He's judged on it based on his end. In the end, he will kill the homeowner if he stands up to where to save his own money. It's generally chazaka, the Gemara says, that a person will do that. So that means this person is essentially going to kill someone, and if you see him there, you are allowed to kill him and take a preemptive strike. And then we said that will amount to a chiyuv or a patur in a monetary way. This bav macheres person, this thief, comes in and breaks a chavis. Im yesh lo damim chayiv. If he has blood, then he's chayiv on the barrel. Kegon ha'av. The only case of this, believe it or not, is the av. He's talking about a father, haba machteres. He's actually robbing alaben. He's actually tunneling into the home to rob his own son. It's known that the mercy of the father is always on his son. So the son can't kill him because the son has to assume that indeed, if the son would stand up for his money, the father would not kill him. The father would not kill him. And thereby, this person tunneling in his father, it's kind of an interesting relationship, but the father is not going to be a murderer. There's no reason to kill him then. Right? Yeah. So that, so I'm reading that again. Right? In Rishalahar, you can't kill him. Vim Shavra of the Chavis, if at that point the father breaks the Chavis, Chayv Lashalim. Chayv to pay. This illustrates the idea of Kim Lebe the Rabbinay. That means that if a person commits one act and through that act violates two Averas and deserves two punishments, he only gets the worst one. So that means being that this person a classic case of that is that if one were chayiv skila, he would not pay monetarily. A classic case is a person lights something on fire, house on fire on Shabbos. So he's chayiv for the lighting of fire on Shabbos to be killed. He actually won't pay monetarily for the house. So too over here, being that this father is not going to be killed, he only has the one thing coming at him, which is a monetary payment. He does pay. But if the person is someone else, ain lo dam im pater, ushar kol adam, any other person, haba machteres, that comes in a tunnel to rob someone, shim hargu baal bayis, ain lo dam im. That person, if the baal bayis would kill him, he has no blood, meaning to say the person is a walking target, is allowed to be killed. Im shavet achavis pater m'lasham. Because if he would break that barrel, he'll be pater, because anyways, he's essentially a dead man walking. Once he is obligated for his soul, liable to be killed, he's pater from monetary payment. No one gets both payments of death and payment. Okay, thank you for listening. Rav Hashem will continue tomorrow.